Let's see, we have a tractor pull going on, and that's near Trico.
Yep.
Registration begins at 10 a.m. if you're interested in that. And then later on in the afternoon, after the inflatables and food and everything, well, we've got another feat of strength. Kids triathlon at 5. The registration located at the school gravel parking lot by the school playground. And that's for ages preschool through 6th grade, and it's just a $5 registration fee. So that's got to be
fun.
And
that's a new event this year, so it'll be fun.
Okay. Of course, you can't. How is it going to be the 4th of July without fireworks, right?
You bet. Yeah, this year we decided to step it up a little bit. We have such good support at Hancock for donations, and we added another $1,000 worth of fireworks over last year. And we kind of changed it a little bit. The additional money is going towards more of the high aerial type fireworks, so it's the stuff that everybody can see. We've been talking about it for a couple of years because the we see there's more people out on the highway and the sides around town, so this will be easier for them to see a little bit better too. So, and we've already voted to approve another $1,000 higher again for next year as well. So that being the 250th anniversary of the country, we figure we want to step it up a little bit here too. So if it's raining, the radio man just told me that it might rain Friday night. So
yeah,
and the weathermen and radio men are never wrong.
No,
so
just blame me. I'm used to it. I'll take it. Blame me if it happens.
So what we're thinking right now is the default rain day is going to be Saturday the next day. So
okay,
fireworks only.
Yeah, I'm glad that you guys have a plan in place because yeah, of course the weather wants to rain on our parade.
Funny you should say that.
I know, weird, right?
Last year, the entire parade, it rained the entire thing, start to finish. And
oh, no.
There's a few people left town, but most stayed there. I got to say, I saw more laughs and grins and smiles on the faces of the people than I have for years. It was the silliness of it, but everybody's parade, their floats were there. They were already wet, and it was a warm rain. It wasn't violent with wind or storms, so we just went for it, and everybody did it, and
our band played and
the band played and everything. I mean, there was literally candy flowing down the street.
So, you didn't have to worry about getting soaked from a parade float that year.
Yeah, who cares if the FFA got you wet, right? But it turned out to be quite a hoot, and we had a lot of fun. So,
well, hopefully the weather will participate this year. And then we're talking about the 4th of July celebration in Hancock. And then at 8 p.m. to close, we've got music at Buddy's Bar with DJ Jesse Jensen.
Yep.
Yeah, and then coming up on Saturday, July 5th, well, why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. That will be the 5th Annual Golf Tournament. It'll be held at Pomme de Terre Golf Club. It is held by the Hancock Athletic Booster Club. It's become a very popular event, so a lot of alumni come back to golf in it, or just local friends or athletes that we've had. So it is a really good event, and it supports a really good club. So.
Oh, that is cool. I've actually never golfed. I've mini golfed, and I've been to a driving range, which I embarrassed myself at. So my friends would be, hey, do you want to go golfing? No. Well, you can just sit in the cart and drink beer. Well, I can do that on my couch. I'm okay. So no, I'm a terrible golfer, but that sounds like a fun event. The 5th Annual Golf Tournament, Hancock Athletic Booster Club putting that on at the Pomme de Terre Golf Club. 9:45 a.m. on the 5th is registration if you're interested in that. And then DJ Jesse Jensen from 8 p.m. to close, he's back at Buddy's Bar spinning the tunes.
There you go.
So yeah, a whole day. I mean, going from 7 a.m. until probably what is closed? 2 a.m.? I don't know. Yeah. That's usually when bars close. I don't know. I don't go out to bars anymore. But
that's Wisconsin, I think. Minnesota's one, I think.
Well, a couple days of a huge amount of entertainment going on this weekend in Hancock. Jody and Barry, anything else you'd like to add that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, if there are any changes to any of the events, you can look at the Hancock Community Facebook page. We'll be posting information there if there happen to be any changes. And we have the town ready to go, so we're looking forward to just seeing everybody come out. It's fun every year.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a whole lot of fun. And yeah, there's something for everyone, it sounds
That's
like.
That's right.
So it sounds really cool. All right, guys.
The kids' triathlon is Leah Schrader's the one in charge of that. If you have any questions, you want to contact her if you can.
You can contact the city of Hancock, too, with any questions.
Oh,
we can direct you.
Jody will get you there.
Sounds good. Well, guys, you've been quite the pleasure. I appreciate you coming in, spending your time with me, and talking about the Small Town Big Fun July 4th celebration in Hancock going on, obviously, on July 4th.
Very good. So thank you so much.
Guys. Yeah, have a great day, and we'll see you out there in Hancock.